بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وآتاكم من كل ما سألتموه وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار.
Verse number 34. He gave you from everything you requested, and even from what you did not request. If you try to count Allah's favors, you will not be able to, due to their plenitude and variety. What was mentioned is but examples of his favors to you. Indeed, man is ever oppressive towards himself and very ungrateful of Allah's, the Exalted may He be glorified, favors.
وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَاجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَّعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامَ.
Verse number 35. O Messenger, recall when Ibrahim said, after relocating his son Ismail and Ismail's mother Hajar in the valley of Mecca, O Lord, make this city Mecca, in which I have placed my family, a city of peace wherein no blood is shed and no person oppresses another. Distance myself and my children from the worship of idols.
رب إنهن أضللن كثيرا من الناس فمن تبعني فإنه من فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
Verse number 36. O Lord, the idols have misguided many people when they believed that the idols would intercede for them. They were allured to the idols, and they worship them instead of Allah. Whoever follows me in claiming Allah as one and obeying Him, then he is among my party and followers. Whoever disobeys me and does not follow me in claiming Allah as one and obeying Him, then you, O Lord, are forgiving of sins of whomever you wish, and you are merciful towards them.
رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون.
Verse number 37. Our Lord, I have placed some of my descendants, Ismail and his children, to dwell in a valley, i.e., Mecca, in which there is no crop and no water inside your sacred house. Our Lord, you caused them to dwell by your house, so they may uptake praying in it, so cause people hearts to have compassion towards them and this city, and grant them sustenance from the crops in the hope that they will be thankful for the favors you have bestowed upon them.
رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ مَا نُخْفِي وَمَا نُعْلِنُ وَمَا يَخْفَى عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ.
Verse number 38. Our Lord, you know all that we keep secret and make known. Nothing on earth or in the heavens remains hidden from Allah. He knows of it. so our need and dependence in Him does not remain hidden from Him.
الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء.
Verse number 39. Thanks and praise are due to Allah. May He be glorified, who answered my supplication to grant me someone righteous. In my old age, He gave me Ismail from Hajar, and Ishaq from Sarah. My Lord, praised be He, hears the supplication of the supplicant.
رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاءِ.
Verse number 40. O Lord, make me able to perform my prayer with perfection, and make my descendants people who do that also. Our Lord, answer and accept our prayer.
ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب.
Verse number 41. Our Lord, forgive me my sins, and forgive the sins of my father. He said that before he knew that his father was an enemy of Allah. When it became clear to him that his father was Allah's enemy, he repudiated his father. And forgive the sins of the believers on the day that mankind goes forth to be taken to account in front of their Lord.
ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار.
Verse number 42. O Messenger, do not think that if Allah delays the punishment of the wrongdoers, that He neglected their acts of lying, obstructing the path to Allah, and such other deeds. Allah is aware of these things, and nothing remains hidden from Him. Indeed, Allah delays their punishment until the Day of Judgment, the day that people's eyes will stare in horror at the terror they will witness. Beneficial points. 1. Signaling to the severity of disbelief of some of the children of Adam, despite the profuse favors Allah the Exalted has gifted them. 2. Demonstrating the excellence of Mecca, which Allah's Prophet, peace be upon him, Ibrahim, supplicated for. 3. Showing that it remains necessary for an individual, no matter how much his rank is elevated, by doing what is asked of him and servitude, to continue fearing for himself and his descendants from falling into idolatry, whether its manifestation are significant or not. 4. Ibrahim's peace be upon him, supplication, indicates that a servant, no matter how much his rank is raised, remains dependent upon Allah, the Exalted, and in need of Him. 5. One of the techniques of rearing, praying for the righteousness, correct belief and guidance of one's children in upholding rights of the religion.
مهطعين مقنعي رؤوسهم لا يرتد إليهم طرفهم وأفئدتهم هواء.
Verse number 43. When people will come forth from their graves, hurrying towards the collar, with their heads raised and anxiously gazing at the sky, their gaze does not come back to them, but remains fixed. Because of the horror they witness, their hearts are empty, and are unable to comprehend, and they have no sense of understanding due to the terrifying thing they witness.
وَأَنذِرِ النَّاسَ يَوْمَ يَأْتِيهِمُ الْعَذَابُ فَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا رَبَّنَا أَخِّرْنَا أخرنا فيقول الذين ظلموا ربنا أخرنا إلى أجل قريب نجب دعوتك ونتبع الرسل أولم تكونوا أقسمتم من قبل ما لكم من زوال.
Verse number 44. O Messenger, make your people fear Allah's punishment on the Day of Judgment. Those who wronged themselves by disbelieving in Allah and associating partners with Him will say, Our Lord, give respite to us, and delay for us the punishment. Return us to the world for a short period, so we can believe in you and follow the messengers you sent to us. They will be given a reprimanding response. Did you not swear while you were on earth that you would not be transferred from the world to the afterlife, and you disbelieved in the resurrection after death?
وسكنتم في مساكن الذين ظلموا أنفسهم وتبين لكم كيف فعلنا بهم وضربنا لكم الأمثال.
Verse number 45. You took residence in the living spaces of the previous nations, who before you had wronged themselves by disbelieving in Allah, such as the nations of Hud and Saleh. The destruction I caused to befall them was made clear to you. We also gave you examples in the Book of Allah, so that you be warned. But you did not take them as warning.
وَقَدْ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَكْرُهُمْ وَإِنْ كَانَ مَكْرُهُمْ لِتَزُولَ مِنْهُ الْجِبَالُ.
Verse number 46. Those who took up residence in the living spaces of the wrongful nations arranged a plot to kill the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and put an end to his mission. Allah knows of their plans and nothing remains hidden from Him. Their plans was weak, for it is unable to move the mountains or anything else, contrary to Allah's plan against them.
فلا تحسبن الله مخلف وعده رسله إن الله عزيز ذو انتقام.
Verse number 47. O Messenger, do not think that Allah, who promised His messengers victory and the establishment of the religion, has given up on his promise to his messengers. Allah is noble, and nothing overcomes his decree. He will strengthen and support his allies, whilst reserving severe vengeance for his enemies and the enemies of his messengers.
يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ.
Verse number 48. This revenge against the disbelievers will occur on the Day of Judgment, on the day that this earth will be exchanged for a barren and a dustless earth, and the skies will be exchanged for different skies. People will exit their graves with their bodies and deeds, so that they can stand before Allah, who alone is the possessor and owner of kingdom and majesty. He subdues and is never subdued, and He defeats and is never defeated.
وترى المجرمين يومئذ مقرنين في الأصفاد.
Verse number 49. You shall see, O Messenger, a day when the earth will be exchanged for a different earth, and the heavens will be changed. The disbelievers and the idolaters have been bound close to one another, and their hands and feet have been joined to their necks with chains.
سرابيلهم من قطران وتغشى وجوههم النار.
Verse number 50. Their clothes will be made of resin, a highly flammable substance, and their sullen faces will be covered with fire.
ليجزي الله كل نفس ما كسبت إن الله سريع الحساب.
Verse number 51. Allah will recompense each soul for the good and evil it did, and Allah is swift in taking account. He will account for the first ones on a single day, and his accounting for one will not distract him from accounting for another.
هذا بلاغ للناس ولينذروا به وليعلموا أنما هو إله واحد وليعلموا أنما هو إله واحد وليذكر
Verse number 52. This Quran, which was revealed to Muhammad, peace be upon him, is a forewarning from Allah to mankind, so that they may take heed of the warnings and severe threats in it, and so they may know that the one who is obeyed in truth is Allah alone, so that they will worship him and not associate any partners with him. Also, so that those with sound intellects will be admonished and warned by it, as they are the ones who will benefit from admonitions and warnings. Beneficial points. 1. Illustrating the scenes of the Day of Judgment, people's grief, their fear, their weakness, their terror, and the changing of the earth and the heavens. 2. Describing the severity of the punishment and humiliation that will befall the people of disobedience and disbelief on the Day of Judgment. 3. Indeed, the servant has control over the affairs of his life in this world, so he ought to strive towards doing what is asked of him. Allah the Exalted will not grant him another opportunity when he resurrects him on the Day of Judgment.